Governor Rick Perry, Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst, and Speaker Joe Straus said in a release that after careful review, they decided to preserve about $483 million in essential programs. That included border security efforts, the Texas Workforce Commission, and state prisons. But Talmadge Heflin says that doesn't mean those agencies won't get picked over in 2011, when lawmakers deal with a projected $18 billion budget shortfall. Heflin is with the Texas Public Policy Foundation. As a lawmaker in 2003, he led efforts to trim $10 billion from the state budget.
Yeah, maybe you're not going to close any prisons, but maybe you might want to shovel some folks from a state prison to a private where the cost is less. But you also can look and see some efficiencies.
Some of the cuts being made now aren't exactly cuts. A review of Legislative Budget Board proposals show some agencies found one-time-only ways to replace state money with federal money, or simply cancel plans to upgrade equipment or facilities.
So it's just something that helps you, again, just to get through this one year, but what do you do next year?
Eva DeLuna Castro follows the state budget for the Center for Public Policy Priorities. The original plan to cut 5% in 2010 would have saved about $1.8 billion. The final list only includes $1.2 billion. Castro says if it was that hard to make cuts in the current budget, it's going to be 10 times harder in the next one.
Revenue should grow, hopefully, by the next biennium. But they're not going to be able to cut their way to a balanced budget is what this information means. If they had this much trouble finding this little real savings, they're not going to be able to find 10 times this amount just from budget cuts.
Legislative leadership says the goal in 2011 will be to balance the budget without new taxes. And Governor Perry and Lieutenant Governor Dewhurst haven't backed plans to expand gambling to bring in new revenues, which leaves accounting tricks like deferring payments and cost shifting, which could lower the state's bill while leaving counties and cities on the hook for a bigger share. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.